A mining exploration company has decided to terminate an exploratory project in the Okanagan, and many are worried what that will mean for the economy of the region. Echo Bay Exploration, the subsidiary of Kinross Gold Corporation, has announced it's withdrawing from the Buckhorn Mountain Exploration Project. Kinross operates the Buckhorn Gold Mine in Ferry County. The exploration company had intended to drill a number of small holes and search for more precious metals in the region at a time when that operating gold mine appears ready to close. In a letter sent to the permitting agencies of the Forest Service, BLM, and the State Department of Natural Resources, the company says that they were pulling out of the ongoing environmental impact statement process because it had become, quote, cumbersome and expensive, and they were also frustrated that the approval process was not moving in a timely manner. While company officials would not grant us an interview, one area lawmaker is speaking up on their behalf. State Republican House Member Joel Kratz is very critical of the Forest Service in particular. He says the environmental studies required to drill a series of 2.5-inch holes in the ground are excessive.
The Forest Service has gotten into, you know, dotting their I's 100 times on everything they do. And, you know, you want to do your due diligence. You want to make sure it's environmentally sound and the protections are there. But at the same time, you know, you can't cover yourself 100 times over. And they've gotten into a level of complexity that it's astounding.
Kratz says the permitting process began 5 years ago. But the Forest Service says the application for this specific drilling was begun only 2 years ago. Forest Service spokeswoman Shannon O'Brien says the environmental review needed to be thorough because the application by the company called for the drilling to take place over a wide, non-specific area.
When you're looking at over 9,000 acres and you're trying to determine what the effects would be of doing exploration on any place in that 9,000 acres, you know, in that 9,000 acres, it includes wetlands, it includes habitat for wildlife, all kinds of different things. If you don't know where that exploration is going to take place, it's going to take a bit of work to analyze the effects of that.
Now that Kinross has pulled out of the exploration process, the uncertainty of the company's future in the Okanagan has many worried. Joel Kratz points out that the company's Buckhorn Mine has announced it will close in 2015 at a loss of about 240 jobs in an area with already high unemployment.
You know, these are jobs where the miners, the men and women working in the mine, are making $80,000-$90,000 a year. And, you know, you take that out of the economy here, it's like, you know, four Boeings leaving Puget Sound.
The letter from the exploration subsidiary says they will not be abandoning efforts in Washington State, but will focus on areas that can be, quote, accessed in a more streamlined manner. Joel Kratz says that could mean areas other than federal land. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.